Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A busy schedule awaits New York Governor Kathy Hochul at today's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Hochul will deliver remarks at the full convention tonight at 7:30, bringing an end to an event-filled day. After meeting for breakfast with the New York delegation, Hochul will speak to the Wisconsin delegation, provide remarks at the women-led event before participating late this afternoon in a fireside conversation at the CNN Political Grill. Later this hour, Thomas O'Neill White speaks with three members of the local Democratic delegation who are at the Chicago convention. Two Buffalo women with nonprofit experience are entering the race for at-large seats on the Buffalo Board of Education. Razia Hill, founder of Every Bottom Cover, the region's only diaper bank, is seeking one of the three at-large seats on the November ballot. Hill, a product of the Buffalo School District and a graduate of Villa Maria College, says if elected, she will, quote, continue to support and champion initiatives that will provide equitable resources to all families. Another product of Buffalo Public Schools, Janita Everhart, is also entering the race. A graduate of Canisius University, Everhart also has a master's degree in the Applied Science of Adult Education and Program Design from Buffalo State University. In a release, Everhart said, quote, I believe school boards across the nation are struggling not for lack of education and hard work, but for not understanding how embracing a student outcomes-focused mindset can empower students for success. Two boaters in their 80s are safe after being forced to flee their burning watercraft on Chautauqua Lake. According to the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office, Michael Gerizzo and Barbara Gerizzo of Asheville were operating their vessel in the vicinity of Bemis Narrows when they saw smoke emerging from the engine compartment. When the engine cover was lifted, the boat burst into flames. The Gerizzos grabbed flotation devices before jumping into the water. They were assisted by a nearby swimmer and other boaters in the area. No injuries were reported. A father and son from Niagara Falls face charges related to alleged firearms trafficking. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 43-year-old Dustin McCarthy Sr. and 21-year-old Dejon McCarthy could spend long terms in prison if convicted. Members of the Niagara County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms made controlled purchases on multiple firearms from both of the accused. The defendants, who both have prior felony convictions, are being held pending a Wednesday detention hearing. And farmers who endured damage from tornadoes and storms in early July are now eligible for federal disaster assistance. According to Congressman Nick Langworthy, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved the assistance for those impacted by the tornadoes and storms caused by Hurricane Beryl during the week of July 10th through the 16th. The disaster delegation covers farmers in several counties, including Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, of course, the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Chicago, and it is expected that Vice President Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic presidential nomination. Well, WBFO's Thomas O'Neill White took the time to speak to a few first-time delegates from Western New York about their expectations ahead of the convention.
Many of the delegates heading to Chicago representing Western New York voters are a who's who of established politicians. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, City of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, Erie County legislators April McCants-Baskin and Howard Johnson, Congressman Tim Kennedy, and more. But there are some fresh faces making the trip to the Windy City as first-time delegates as well.
What a time to be alive and what a time to be a delegate.
That's Fillmore District Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski.
With less than 100 days to Election Day in November, where we're going to probably have the most consequential election of our lifetime.
As an out LGBTQ plus politician, Nowakowski says the Kamala Harris and vice presidential nominee Tim Walz ticket represents a renewed focus on the environment, climate change, infrastructure, and other progressive policies. Masson District Council member Zanetta Everhart will also be attending her first convention as a delegate.
When I was approached and asked to take this on some months ago, I was elated, right? Like, I get to be a part of this, you know, bigger political network, and this is an honor to be able to give up that vote. in a presidential election, and I was honored to do it for President Joe Biden.
Everhart says there is renewed energy among Democrats following the news that Vice President Harris would take the nomination. Harris has met with Everhart following the top shooting on May 14, 2022, that claimed the lives of 10 people. Everhart's son, Zaire Goodman, survived the shooting.
He sat and talked with my son, Zaire, and, you know, just the care and the love and concern that she showed to him showed me who she was as a person.
Nowakowski said he had apprehensions when President Biden announced he was stepping down and Harris was at the top of the ticket. But those fears have been alleviated with the energy coming from the Harris-Waltz ticket.
I feel connected to this ticket.
Also going to Chicago as an at-large delegate is public affairs professional Alexandre Burgos, who says he is helping to usher in the next generation of voters.
It's really an honor to be a first-time delegate and to just be a delegate, period. I'm also, you know, a member of the Latino community, West Sider, LGBTQ, but I think the thing that I'm most proud of is that I'm also a Gen Z delegate. And I represent this incoming base of voters that are becoming more and more activated.
But what are the day-to-day, hour-to-hour activities a delegate participates in during the convention?
They call this Dempalooza because, you know, like a little joke after the Lollapalooza festival. But it really is just that. I mean, you start, at least for me, I'm starting bright and early at 5 a.m. every single day. And then there's no end time in sight. It's just whatever comes my way. You know, there's going to be breakfast, council meetings, caucuses, networking events, the actual convention itself.
With President Biden expected to address the convention Monday night, Burgos is excited to be on hand and express gratitude to the 46th president. But he isn't coy on who he is most excited to see speak.
Vice President Harris.
With all the networking going on during the week of the convention, Burgos is eager to learn. Certain policies that work well in other parts of the country may also serve us well here in Western New York. He and Everhart and Nowakowski will soak up all that there is to soak up in Chicago this week. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.